Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell live at Twin Peaks Kennesaw location. Guys, come on out. We've got tickets for you. We'll be giving away between now and 7 o'clock. We'd love to get a chance to meet you guys as well. Also, we're going to give tickets away to Earth, Wind, and Fire. They are playing Lakewood with Santana. And we've got those tickets here for you in the next 35, 40 minutes, so stay tuned. Let's say good afternoon to Dave Archer. He is the analyst for our Atlanta Falcons. We are getting ready for preseason game number two. Now, that won't happen until Monday night, but Archer, our squad's up in New York. They're working out. Things are a little tense. We've seen a couple of videos, Mike and I, of things happening up there.
He's swinging on cubs.
Guys are going after it, man. It's not surprising, right? I mean, this is that point in the camp where you want to hit somebody else.
Yeah, there's no question that, you're starting to realize that the season's in sight. And certainly there's guys fighting for jobs and literally fighting for jobs, it sounds like, up in New York. So nothing wrong with that. It's better to have to dial a guy back than to have to try to find that mechanism that makes a guy go, right? So I'm okay with a few fights and a few guys getting a little hot under the collar.
Yeah, man, apparently our defensive line was getting after the Jets' offensive line. More on this coming up. Arch, are you seeing things you liked? I thought it was one of the more dynamic preseason games we've seen in about 4 years with the Falcons. Love that we had some long, sustained drives running the football. Is this what we're going to look like? I know the Lions are not good, but is this obviously what Arthur Smith wants to be the business model this season?
Well, the one thing about it, Mike, last weekend is, the mantra for the Detroit Lions, if you've been watching any of the Hard Knocks, is grit and toughness and physicality. Well, Atlanta met that head on. In fact, Mac smacked them in the mouth a little bit with it from their perspective as well. Their ability to run it, as you suggested. The opening drive, I thought was really important for Marcus Mariota to go in there, direct the drive, 12 plays, 82 yards, eat up 9.5 minutes off the clock, run the football, see the quarterback make some plays, and ultimately overcome some mistakes in your own drive to put points on the board. I thought that was all encouraging. And then you saw some guys step up when they had their opportunity to play, some depth at linebacker, played at an extremely high level. We've seen a guy emerging at the corner spot in D. Alford, who could be a guy that's in the mix this weekend to play some nickel. So there's some guys surfacing, and this is what you want. You want the cliched cream rise to the top, and you want some of those guys to show their head that are going to be affect this team come opening day against New Orleans.
Arch, it wasn't an illusion last week, right? I mean, this O-line was opening holes. We ran for .168 total. I know our quarterback scrambled a little bit there, but I thought we ran the ball, and I was pleasantly surprised with what I saw from Caleb McGarry. What was your assessment?
Yeah, I think McGarry has come in with a chip on his shoulder, and why not? I've characterized a lot of these guys, they're chip on the shoulder kind of guys, and a lot of those guys are because guys you brought in that they're highly related guys or highly thought of guys someplace else, and it didn't work out, whether it's Lorenzo Carter or Rashawn Evans or even Marcus Mariota, but Caleb McGarry would fall into that category too. He was a number one draft pick, and he's had a lot of injuries and a lot of reasons as to why maybe he hasn't blossomed like they thought he would. But he's come back with some resolve and solidified really his spot early in camp. Remember, there was a conversation that Jermaine Ifedi might be coming in to take his job, and he pretty much stunted that in the first couple weeks, the first 10 days of camp. McGarry said, "Uh-uh, this is my spot," and then I'm going to go out and earn myself a new contract. So I give Caleb McGarry a ton of credit. And no, I don't think it's an – see some of the stuff they did offensively running the ball. Remember, the quarterback's going to be a part of that. And so to apologize that the quarterback ran for 82 yards in the game between Ritter and Mariota is something you don't have to do because that's what they're going to do in the game. So get ready if you're going to defend the Falcons. It's back to having to defend sideline to sideline with the quarterback either out of the pocket throwing it, changing his launch point, or pulling it down and taking off. And both these guys are not just serviceable runners. These are guys that can break your back running the ball. We saw Mariota score. And certainly Ritter has some of those abilities as well.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. It's a whole different dynamic. It's not a knock on Matt. It's just it's different because obviously Matt would stay in the pocket and deliver the ball downfield. Dave Archer's with us here, guys, on the waitfor.com hotline as Jets and Falcons were throwing down today. Hey, Arch, what's going to happen with Debo once he comes off the PUP list? Does he still fit this defense, or are they going to try to shop him?
Well, conspicuously, inconspicuously, however you want to term it, Mike, I'll let you be the guy that picked the right verbiage here, but he hasn't been seen. I have not seen him on the practice field. Doesn't mean that he hasn't been out there, but I've been out there a good bit, and I have not seen Debo on the field. He's on the PUP list. That's supposed to be, you know, the physical underperform, which means he's probably doing some kind of rehab someplace, somewhere. I'm assuming it's at the facility. He just hasn't come out on the field. A lot of times, you know, you're around, you're in the meetings, you're on the field, you might even be a pseudo coach to a certain extent as you try to wait and get ready for your opportunity. I haven't seen any of that. Now, it doesn't, and I'm not trying to say that he's out, because I have not gotten that from anybody. Terry Fontenot, no one has told me that Deion Jones is not in the mix. There's been some obviously speculation as to would he be available once healthy to be traded, that type of stuff. I don't have any information on that. I just know that it's awfully strange, a guy that's really one of the leaders of your team, certainly on the defensive side of the ball, I haven't seen him. So I can't give you a good solid answer on Deion Jones.
It's Monday night, 8 o'clock, Falcons-Jets pregame right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, starting at 6 o'clock. It's Dukes and Bell. We're visiting with Dave Archer, talking about the Falcons and Jets practicing up in New York. Injury is a part of the game, but it also can cost you a roster spot. I'm curious to know what you think about Marlon Davidson. Got his knee scoped, hadn't been around, didn't play in the first preseason game. Obviously, he's not going to play in this one. How difficult does it make for guys like him or even a guy like Mayfield who was banged up to get back and show what they can do?
Yeah, as far as Mayfield, he's been able to get himself back on the field. Carl, you guys have seen it. You've been out there. I think Jalen really maybe even came back probably maybe before he probably should have, and maybe that slowed him down a little bit. But I think he's back out there trying to be a part of that conversation, that mix. Elijah Wilkinson right now working with the ones, but I don't think Mayfield's out of the mix yet. I think Justin Schaefer will have something to say about that before the season's over with as well. But the big kid out of Georgia. But as far as Marlon Davidson goes, disappointing is, I guess, the one word that sticks out. I thought he'd be a dynamic guy along this defensive front. And when he plays, you see it. But that has not been very often. And let's not forget, this is not the regime that drafted him. So he's not necessarily endearing himself to a group of coaches and personnel people that brought him in here as a second-round draft pick 3 years ago. So I think he's in trouble, guys, as far as making this club. So that's – and whether that resonates with him and he senses that, again, that's my assessment, that he's in a little bit of trouble to make this team. We'll have to see how it plays out here over the next 10 days, 2 weeks.
Dave Arch is with us as we're live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Speaking of the defense and guys that are doing their jobs, is Taquan Graham having a good camp?
I think Taquan Graham is shown up doing some things. I think Derek Tangelo is a guy that you got to keep your eye on as well. I think that it's an interesting group, Mike, in the fact that, you know, Timmy Horn had to play there late in the game. They got the recovery, and they say, well, he just fell on the football. Well, go back and look at the play. Look at the penetration from Timmy Horn, 6'4", 323-pounder, rookie out of Kansas by way of Charlotte. A guy who's played 50 games in college, had a really good year for Kansas State, a good defense a year ago in the Big 12. Watch for him to get some push. We know about Anthony Rush, Jarrett. So there's some good battles along that front. But, yeah, I think that Taquan Graham is holding his own, and certainly you want to see more flash plays. But those interior guys, trying to eat up blocks and let these linebackers make some plays.
Arch, Dean P. said last week after that first drive that the defense, you know, their per-yard average went down about 3 yards that they gave up to the Lions, and he talked about adjustments. Are you seeing progression there with the defensive front, the front seven? Because I think that's something everybody's concerned about, and I know Dean Pease has talked a lot about it, but he felt good after the way they adjusted and then made plays last week. Moving in the game,
well,
two,
just
how
to
do you
give
feel?
Just to give you an example of some of that and his being able to adjust on the fly. I talked a little about this with Andy and Randy on Wednesday. One that got sucked into it, that Ebigeti on the play where was Swift bounces to the outside for the Lions and scores on that opening drive. I thought Ebigeti, the rookie, had pushed inside too far off that left or that right defensive end spot. And that was not the case at all. He did what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to collapse that side. He was supposed to have a backer and a safety scraping over the top. They were not there to make the play. Swift subsequently scores. Well, the same play happened later on in the game, and they made some coaching comments about it and talked about how we've got to make sure we're here and talked it through, and the adjustments were made. And I think that was the most rewarding thing for Coach Pease, was he made some coaching assignments and adjustments, coaching points, to how to adjust the play. They did that on the fly on the sideline and got the play taken care of. He said that was one of the more rewarding things that he took out of the game this weekend. So that might tell you a little bit about how this team is a quick study. If they make a mistake, they don't make the mistake again. And I think we're going to see more of that throughout the year.
And Arch, just to wrap up on the offensive side, how much does this hurt Drake London not getting these reps? And will this minimize maybe what his role would be in week one?
No, not at all, Mike. I think that Drake London, you guys were out there and watched practice. Drake London looks outstanding. He's got short area quickness. He's got a guy. He's got top end speed that I think didn't people the charts. So all the things they drafted him for are still in place. I thought he was a presence in practice when he played. Made a good play on the play he got hurt on, but there's no question that Drake London will be a major factor on opening day.
Arch, enjoy New York. Have a great call. You'll listen to it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on Monday, guys. Second preseason game, Jets-Falcons. Dave Archer, appreciate you, man. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, fellas. You too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.